Muslims in the U.S. reacted quickly and with relief to the news that Osama bin Laden had been killed. But as NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, some wondered if this will really ease tension between Muslims and their neighbors.
On the streets of Dearborn, Michigan, Muslims were reveling in the death of Osama bin Laden.
This guy should have been dead a long time ago. Hopefully the rest of them will be dead soon.
He did not give Muslims a good name, so I think it's definitely a victory for us.
Hossein Yami and Hana Ali say bin Laden distorted the Muslim faith. And Muhammad Shihab says he hopes that now Americans will see Muslims in a new light.
We're good American citizens. We pay our taxes and live like everyone else does. And we're proud to live here.
Shihab hopes that bin Laden's death will take the heat off of Muslims here. And Faisal Abdul Rauf, the imam who planned to locate a mosque near Ground Zero, believes it will do just that.
I think that this is a turning point. There's still a lot of enormous amount of work to be done, but there's no doubt in my mind that in the American perception, this has helped a lot to bring closure.
It's hard to find a Muslim leader here who has criticized the American military action. Some clerics abroad say that burying bin Laden at sea violated Muslim laws and was aimed at humiliating Muslims. But not Nehad Awad, executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
The most important issue is that this terrorist has been eliminated, and Muslims do not care about the details of how he was buried.
He said it was a smart move because now there will be no shrines for bin Laden followers to visit. And yet some, like Imam Johari Abdul Malik, worry that revenge will only reap more revenge. And he's bracing for an angry Muslim reaction, if not in the U.S., then abroad.
That mantle of violence will only be picked up by someone else who will be seeking revenge rather than seeking justice.
Imam Johari, who serves at a mosque in Northern Virginia, says killing bin Laden is not a silver bullet that will cure the problems of Muslims in the United States.
I don't believe that it's going to make Muslims in America any more accepted if they dance on the grave of Osama bin Laden.
And yet he agrees with President Obama that bin Laden was a mass murderer who killed more Muslims than anyone else, and he harmed Islam in the process. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.